Thank you. Looking through old photo albums and Hello and welcome to Audio Tree Live. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2019, and we are very, very excited to have Ellis in the studio with us today. Take it away. Audio Tree Live with Ellis. That was beautiful. Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Really good.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
How about you?
I'm doing very well. It looks beautiful in here. You guys all look very good.
Cool. Good.
Yeah. So did you guys drive through so you guys came from Austin, correct?
Yep.
Did you guys drive through the night to get here?
We had 2 days to get here, so
okay,
it wasn't too bad, but I'm the only driver, so it was a lot of long drives. But
I can't believe this. Come on, guys. Just kidding. I won't blame you.
No, you can give them a hard time. It's fine.
How has this happened?
Lack of responsibility and
practice.
It's fair. But do you get good things in return for having driven the entire way, this entire tour?
Yeah, I always get the best bed.
Okay, good.
And I'm the boss.
Okay, yeah. I suppose that is a good thing to have in return.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but you guys, so you were at your first South by Southwest as a performer, correct?
Yeah.
How was your experience?
It was good. It was chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
We played five shows. it could have been more chaotic, but it was,
but
like,
five
it was busy.
Is a lot.
It was busy.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Yeah. I've been before, not as a performer, and I found it even more chaotic than, to be honest. So
I was thinking that because I went for my first time. I got back yesterday, so I was, yeah. I went for my first time, and I was like, to go as a performer seems to be like, because you have very specific places that you need to be at a specific time,
totally,
in order to like sound check, and then you know where you're going to be at a specific time. But like, as a person who was there for like for work and then to just sort of like see shows, I was sort of just wandering around,
yeah,
like Red River with whatever street that is.
Yep.
Being like, oh, I guess I'll go here. Like,
totally. Yeah. It was kind of nice. We knew what we were doing every day. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite moment?
Oh, favorite moment. That's a good question.
Anybody can weigh in. If
I saw Young Lean, that was pretty awesome.
That is cool. Where at?
It was called like Maine or something.
Okay.
With Thai Boy Digital and Blade.
It
was,
nice.
It was awesome.
We played with a super cool group from Norway, I think, called Das Body.
Uh huh.
They were really awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else?
Then, Ed, do you have a highlight of South by Southwest?
There were a couple of my favorite shows that we've played, I think.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it felt really cool to be so far away from home.
Yeah.
And people were like engaging with the songs.
That was really like, cool.
Yeah.
And this is your first tour that you've been on, correct?
Yeah, it's my first tour ever.
How is the, do you enjoy tour?
It's been like a doozy of a first tour,
yeah,
because we drove like Hamilton to New York to Austin to Chicago.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that was like those were the cities we hit up, and we played like 14 shows, I think, between,
yeah,
the three. So it was like a lot of playing and a lot of driving, but now I feel like I can do any tour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz usually I feel like tours, like I went on a small thing and it was just like Nashville to like Asheville to like Richmond,
right?
So it was like 4-hour drives, but you had like, you were like traversing a whole country.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah,
I
you
think
can definitely
good...
do anything now.
Yeah, I'm like ready now. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm like good. I'm like tour ready.
Yeah, you sort of like rip the band-aid off.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the way
sure
to do it, actually, I think.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm excited to hear your next two songs.
Cool.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. This is awesome.
Of course.
Thank you.
much.
Thank you.
watching Under Tree Live with Ellis. That song is so good. I listened to it probably like 6 times today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
It's really good. I'm so sorry.
I got a tickle in my throat.
driving 1,000,000 hours a day will do that to you.
Sorry, everyone.
No, dude.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So I did want to talk to you a little bit. Good.
I'm good. Okay. Thank you.
I was like, I want you to be able to breathe. Yeah. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about songwriting. And so there was you did an interview with Hooligan Mag, which I love that magazine. They're
so good.
They're such good people over there.
Yeah.
And you said something about how writing a song about something is sort of like taking ownership and having power over it. So could you like explain that a little bit? Because I feel like I know what you're saying, but I'd
totally
love for you to expand on that.
Yeah, I think like songwriting or talking about feelings, I think in general, has like this like feminine or like weak like mm-hmm. connotation. And I think that's kind of bullshit. Like I think being vulnerable is really takes a lot of strength. And I think, yeah, like turning it over on its head, taking like a shitty experience or some feeling and taking the power away from it and like and owning it is yeah. like a really cool thing. Or taking something shit and like making it beautiful and feeling proud of it.
Yeah. I totally agree. And I think that like it's you write a song about it and then the fact that you're on stage singing about it in front of people, that's like another level of something where it's like, look how much this feeling can't own me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I feel that for sure.
Yeah. So were you, when you have been writing songs, were you always this vulnerable in your songwriting or did it come with time?
Yeah, I think sort of. I'm sort of like guilty of wearing my heart on my sleeve, mm-hmm. but I think that there was like some shame maybe associated with it before or shyness or something.
Yeah.
It was until recently I was just like, hell yeah, I'm just going to do this.
Yeah.
And, like, put it out there and, like, feel proud of it. And mm-hmm. So it's sort of been a long time coming, but only recently something I feel confident in doing.
Yeah. And your songs, for the most part, are autobiographical, right?
Extremely, yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing where, because do you ever find that to be limiting in your songwriting?
Unfortunately, no.
No? A lot of feelings.
Yeah,
Feelings. Again, in the Hooligan magazine thing, you said you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
You too. Was your birthday like 4 days ago?
Yeah, it was. It was like while we were at South By.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Do you feel particularly Pisces-y?
Yeah. Oh. You should have seen me on my birthday. Like... Or not seeing me because I was crying all day.
Dude.
But, yeah, it was like, of course this would happen. It's like the most classic Pisces birthday I could have ever had.
Very emotional. Yeah, I was like resistant to like for a long time to like astrology and mm-hmm. everything. And then someone read to me what a Pisces is like and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. You can't deny it. Like, I can't. I'm
either.
Kind of, like, 1 foot in, 1 foot out with it, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
But it resonates very deeply with me.
Yeah.
I'm, like, very textbook.
Same.
Yeah.
I saw Fleetwood Mac in concert a few weeks ago, and the minute they got on stage, I just started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
That sounds about right, yeah.
I was like, can I just control this for, like, 1 second? But I mean, like, for songwriting, it works out pretty well.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can just be like, listen, here are my feelings. This is how it's going to go.
Yeah, take them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a question, and now I forgot it. It was about songwriting. I'll just ask you afterwards if it comes to me.
Cool, yeah, totally.
We can just talk forever.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much
to hear
for
last song.
Having us. Yeah, cool.
This you guys is are really
like
great.
Last stop on our first tour, so it's really special.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Poetry Live with Ellis. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
You guys are incredible. The Fuzz, their EP is out now on Fat Possum Records. And if you are in Chicago, they will be at Shuba's tonight. And it's a free show, so absolutely go. They're playing with Not For You and another band that I can't remember right now. I'm so sorry.
I think they're called Fovely.
Oh, gosh. Yes, them. and so thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you to the camera and lighting crew. Thank you to the audio engineers over there in the studio, and Keelan and Ellie. And and thank you guys for watching. Download this session when it comes out in a few weeks. And it will also be available on Apple Music, Spotify, Bandcamp, iTunes. Most places you can find music. So thank you for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.
All right. So you guys want to do it for real now?
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Now listen to me.
Welcome back to the 3 for 30 here on Steel City Music. Your host, of course, Gunnar. This week's guest that we are featuring is a really fun person to chat to. I was lucky enough to meet her in 2019 of July, where she was one of the first guests I had on Steel City Music. And she's been recording her own music. She was touring quite a bit. She was really pushing all of her music. And then COVID hit, and now she's stuck on the phone with me, Alex Worms. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm in a bit of a surly, cranky, funny kind of mood because, you know, just me being me. And when I was setting this phone up with you, I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, hey, you know, I'm just looking out the window, you know. And to me, it's just like, oh, man, she must be a musician because there's nothing to do right now. Thanks for taking the time to do the 3 for 30 with us. And the show is about three songs of any genre. And if you have a memory that's attached to it when you were a kid, when you're older, it could be happy, it could be sad. They're your memories, and it's all about storytelling and sharing, that sort of thing. So you have three songs up. Tell us what they are.
Sure. So the first one is Drastic Measures by Sarah Sleen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The next one is 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins. And then we're going to finish up with a third song called Up and Up by Coldplay.
All right, buddy. Let's start with the first one from the artist Sarah Sleen, Drastic Measures. Tell us about this song. What makes it so special?
So this is my favorite song of all time. and it has been since I was, I don't remember exactly how old I was, maybe 12 or 13. And I have... So I grew up very involved in classical piano and classical singing. Mm-hmm. So I loved classical music and I hated the radio. I never seemed to like what was being played on the radio. So I wasn't really very exposed to a lot of music at the time. And we had, and remember too, like when I was, you know, preteens, we had like an Ethernet desktop computer, like social media wasn't really a thing. So what happened was basically I consumed music on whatever CDs I could get my hands on that were around the house or whatever. And one year I was given an iPod for Christmas. So, of course, I went and collected every CD I could find, and I would rip the CDs and put them on the iPod. And then I would go to the library and check out like 30 CDs at once and struggle to carry them back home and put them on my iPod. And artists that I had no idea who most of these people are, I would just kind of try to grab anything that looked cool. And this was my process for discovering music that wasn't, you know, Beethoven at that time.
Sure.
And I found Sarah Sleen at the library, and it was an album called Day One, and I put it on my iPod, and I had so many things loaded on there that I didn't really hear any of it for a long time. I would just put it on shuffle and see what came up if my family was driving in the car or something. And so I discovered her by accident on one car ride. And I remember the song that came on the iPod, and it was a really haunting, beautiful song called I Know. And my jaw just dropped. I could not believe that here was a pop song with the most beautiful lyrics I had ever heard. And it had strings on it, and it was piano. And I just felt so moved by it that I immediately went and I don't even know if it was Google I used at that time. I remember using like Ask Jeeves or something like that as a search engine. And anyways, looking up Sarah Sleen's music on the internet, and I listened to everything I could find on YouTube. And then eventually, I think one of my parents bought me one of her CDs, and it was Nightbugs, is the album that the song I am talking about today is from. And so I listened to that a lot. And Drastic Measures is my favorite song on the CD, and it's and probably my favorite song of all time. And I love it because, as you will hear, you know, it's got it has very involved piano parts, which, as a classical pianist, I really really love. And it's theatrical. The lyrics are poetic and mysterious, and it's got strings, a really cool string arrangement, and then it's all supported by a rock rhythm section. So it's like it's just a really really cool piece of music. And it's something I can listen to on repeat. And I listened to it, you know, before you called me today for the first time in a really long time, and I go, wow, like this is still my favorite song.
Did it throw you back to like being in the car once again with your parents as a kid?
It did, yeah. But remember that no one else was hearing what I was hearing. I was listening to block out, you know, the radio, basically.
So
it was an escape for me.
If we're to gather anything from this song, one, it's a nice memory of you in the car with your parents. But two, it reminds you that you absolutely hate radio as a child. That's a wonderful memory.
Yeah. Well, I think really, like, I what I think about most when I hear that song is just all the times, like, you know, when you're like 12, 13, 14, and you're just trying to figure things out and you have no idea what you're doing or like what to think about things. Things seem really overwhelming. And I would just like when I needed to, you know, stop thinking about life for a little bit, I had a little stereo in my bedroom, and it had two speakers, which was the best because I could put them in opposite corners, and you know, that was mind-blowing and awesome to me. Right. And I would just listen to, you know, that song and that album, but sometimes just that song on repeat, and close my eyes and just kind of you know, it's the type of rich you know, arrangement basically that you can really just kind of get lost in. And I, it was a really, really beautiful, escape for me.
Sweet. Well, why don't we play Drastic Measures from Sarah Sleen right now on the 3 for 30?
Let's do it.